Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In studio with us right now, Jim Carafano, the leading expert in national security and foreign policy challenges at Heritage Foundation.
Where?
Jim, right here. You.
Yes,
Jim,
this is you.
Here.
It's you. We're excited to have you.
It's so great to see you.
Yes.
The prettiest face on radio. That didn't come out right.
And there's
right.
No way to prove it.
That didn't come out right. But you
there's
know what
no
I meant.
Way
you know
to prove it. Here we are.
You're
watch
pretty
the webcams.
For radio.
Is this, what it sounds
like.
No.
There's
no.
A term, face for radio. So
no,
right.
That's not
saying I have a face for radio.
You're so awesome. Jim has met you, and he's mm-hmm. met me, but has he met Ryan Wiggins? He's
I have
the
not,
newest
no,
addition
no,
to our
not
team.
Not the prettiest face on
but,
radio.
But he did give me a hug, so thanks, Jim.
Love it.
I thought he was a girl, too. Hey!
Thanks again, Jim.
No, seriously, I am so proud of you guys. And I mean, I've knew you, Katie, forever. And
yeah.
What you guys have done with the show, it's such an amazing show. And your social presence as office, you're awesome. Your tweeting is great.
Thanks.
It's just so great to be here.
Well, it
thanks.
Is great
so
to have you.
So proud of what you're doing.
You can follow Jim on Twitter, at JJ Carafano. You can follow me at Annie Fry Show. We were just talking about this hearing that's taking place. And the Democrats that are on this Judiciary Committee, when they're asking questions, they're speaking very much to the finality of the IG report, kind of giving that illusion of the IG report is out, it's done. He said no political bias, moving on. Are we moving on?
No, is this it? We're not. And a matter of fact, his testimony, I thought, was incredibly damning because even he acknowledged that he can't get to the root cause of much of the motivation beyond the initial submission. So there's plenty of space there for suspecting that there actually may be political bias in that. And we still haven't seen the report from the Attorney General's office. And you have to remember that they can do something the IG can't. They can really investigate. In other words, they can subpoena witnesses and do things that the IG cannot. So the shoes are not done falling out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never read the report, but you cannot sit and listen to the Inspector General testify today and not come away and acknowledge that the foundation of 3 years of investigating the president and trying to delegitimize him and the whole root of the Mueller investigation was based on a flawed investigation based on a document which was completely fabricated.
That is, I know, it is such a shocking statement and realization for people to really have it tangibly now. Let me ask you this. The investigation that Durham is now involved in, that they have taken and moved outside of the confines of this pretty narrowly focused IG investigation, it's global, isn't it? What Durham is doing?
Well, this is the really interesting thing, and we were actually talking about this the other day. The root of this is a tip-off which apparently came from overseas. And it's interesting that these guys have been running around all over the world. And so we might find out that the whole start of this process to delegitimize the president of the United States, to create the government investigating his campaign, initiated with overseas influence. So in other words, it's quite possible that Donald Trump was targeted by a foreign power since before his election, when he was running a campaign, to discredit and delegitimize him. And we might find out, you know, who that is. It might be the Russians. It might be the Ukrainians. It might be somebody else. But that's another thing that we might or might not find out when the results of that investigation.
If that were to be the case, in the course of American history, where would that rank in as far as scandals go?
Well, I mean, what you basically would find is that the entire political opposition for Trump was manufactured by a foreign power, and they were played for 3 years, and they were either unknowing or witting accomplices to that. What is that? That is on par with the communist infiltration in the 1930s, where the communists manipulated labor unions and public groups and everybody else. I mean, so the greatest, maybe the greatest misperception of all is this whole idea that Kennedy was assassinated by the CIA. That started as a Soviet disinformation campaign, because once they found out that Lee Harvey Oswald had killed the president and they knew that he'd been to Moscow, they knew that attention was going to turn on them. So they created a false narrative to distract people. And essentially that became a fate of the conspiracy theorists on the right and the left, everything from Oliver Stone to the Wack Side. And there are still people today that believe that the CIA killed Kennedy, and they are just spouting a communist, a Soviet disinformation campaign.
Wow. Jim, I'm going to act like you're on the phone. Jim, Ryan Wiggins here, even though you're in studio. This
handsome,
Durham.
Handsome devil may care.
Wow.
All right.
I just want you to know my name. As we're watching this criminal investigation happen with Durham, is this something that we're going to find out along the way, little breadcrumbs, or is it going to be nothing and then all of a sudden, boom, here it is?
I don't know. I imagine there will be a large release of information would be my idea. And I'm not the legal guy, right? I've got terrific legal people at the Heritage Foundation. I'm just the foreign policy dude. But I don't think that the attorney general is going to do, for example, like what the political opposition did in the Congress when they started this impeachment process, which was they rolled out the most salacious tidbits, right? Knowing in a fact that they had material that actually undermined that narrative. But they rolled it out to help build a narrative, and they never actually just put the whole dinner on the table plate. And I don't think the attorney general is going to play politics like that. I think when they have findings, they'll release them. That's what I would imagine.
This attorney general means business.
Yeah, he's a tough guy, and they go after him, and they go after him because he's blunt and honest.
I have
a lot of admiration for him.
Fantastic. Well, Jim Carafano, it's a pleasure to have you in here. We always love any opportunity we have to get you on the show. Make sure you go follow Jim at JJ Carafano on Twitter, and we will talk to you again soon. Much is happening.
I'm going to go see some more awesome St. Louis now, and maybe get just a little more barbecue.
Yes.
You can always have a little more barbecue, right?
That's true.
You can. It's not always
It's like you can never have too many impeachment stories or hearings.
you can never have enough
brisket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.